homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
New Quaker State Defy motor oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping, so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Dan, is this your band?
No.
Sounds kind of like it.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it is. Yeah, it is.
I thought so. Now, do you sing here at all? Or?
It's coming up here. A little hesitation.
Yeah, a lot of hesitation.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for you to sing. You know, we're off at 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we don't sing.
I don't know about anybody else, but I'm out of time, so
we're singing
another time. All right, here's the deal. Peon has come up with some questions that he's going to throw out, and we're going to see if we can give away some tickets to the home show. Before we do that, I have to talk about a company that's very closely tied into the home show, and that's Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home. They are at the home show. It's this Thursday. That's only 2 days away through Sunday. And be sure to go up and say, hey, Thompson Price, I've heard of you, and I know that you're not affiliated with any other kitchen and bath company, even though there's a name that kind of sounds the same. No, there's only one, Thompson, and it's Thompson Price. Thompson Price. If that word price is not in there, then you got the wrong place. So I'll tell you a little bit about them. And Peon, did you get those questions?
Yes.
Okay, Peon has dug up some questions that we never try to make it too hard. And then when I finish telling you what I want you to know about Thompson Price, we're going to open the phone lines up. In fact, you can go ahead and call now. Now, we have, six pair?
Yes.
Six pair of tickets to the home show. And I think that you kind of get in any time you want to go. Don't they say any day or something like that? And then it's not any specific day, just whatever day you want to go. I believe Dan will look at the tickets and confirm that because they're in front of him. Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home is always a big hit at the home show. And I don't know how many kitchen and bathroom remodeling companies there are, but there are a lot, dozens and dozens. And as long as I can remember, the person the home show has gone to and said, will you talk to people and conduct seminars about kitchen and bathroom remodeling, that person's been Tom Price. Now, there's a reason you go to a particular guy, because you, as the organizers of the home show, think that this guy is as good as it gets, that you're putting in front of people somebody who will do it right, will not pressure people and use it as a sales podium to sign contracts, but will inform and educate people about things to watch out for, no matter who does your kitchen and bath. And that's what Mr. Price does. So he'll be making numerous appearances at the home show, doing seminars as he always does. And if you see their booth, please, please just, tell them your AM and the PM, and at least let them know that you'd love to talk to them if you're thinking about doing a kitchen and bath. In the end, you make the decision you want to make. But I think sometimes if you're exposed to several different companies, sometimes it just jumps right out which one is the most knowledgeable, the most thorough, the most honest, blah, blah, blah. And I think that's going to be Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. So courtesy of Thompson Price, because that's where these tickets came from, they donated them to the show, we're going to take some calls, and then Peon's going to throw you. How are we going to do this, Peon? Is it one question, or do they have to answer three, or what do they have to do?
I think we could just do one question, and they're all multiple choice. So.
Well, that makes it even easier. Yeah. So our first contestant would be Dave. Dave, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Can you go to the home show?
Sure.
Okay. Now, Dave Peon is going to throw a question at you, and it's a multiple choice. And I hope you can answer it, and then we'll give you two tickets to the home show. How's that?
That's wonderful.
All right, what do you got there for him, Peon?
All right, Dave, question is, how thick is a number 12 piece of rebar?
Whoa!
And the choices are 1.5 inches, 2 inches, 1 inch, or 1/2 inch.
Well, I thought we were going to make these easy.
1/2 inch.
Wow.
Oh.
That's incorrect.
Now, the beautiful thing about this particular contest is you get more than one chance.
A second chance? Okay.
Yeah, a lot of games don't give you that. Yep. So now we're down to three choices. Take another run at it, Dave.
A number 12 rebar. Oh, boy.
The remaining choices are 1.5 inches, 2 inches, or 1 inch.
1 inch.
Now, the interesting thing about this game is a lot of games will give you, like, one or two chances.
Right.
We give you three chances. Yes. I think I said two. I made a mistake.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So what are his remaining two choices?
His remaining two choices are 1.5 inches or 2 inches. A
what
number
think,
12
Dave?
Piece of rebar.
I'm going to go 2 inches.
Good. Good grief.
Do we have any more interesting?
Could we have tried harder to let him win? I don't think we could have. Dave, you couldn't know less about rebar.
I know as little about it as I do.
So here's what we're going to do. Your consolation prize, since you are a loser,
thanks,
is still the same as the regular prize. Two tickets to the home show.
All right. Way to go, Dave.
Way to go, Dave.
So you hang on, and Dan's going to talk to you, and have fun at the home show.
Okay.
And see, if
you.
Nothing else, you learn something here.
That's right.
I would have known the answer was 2 inches.
Yeah.
Now I know. Our next contestant is also named Dave. Dave number two. How are you, Dave?
I'm good, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. You want to go to the home show?
Yes, I do.
Obviously, you do. That's why you called. Here's Peon with your question. Go ahead, Peon.
All right, Dave. The question is, what is a nail with a double head called?
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Choice number one is a double head nail. Choice number two, duplex nail.
Ugh.
Choice number three, there is no such type of nail. Or choice number four, double sinker nail.
What do you think, Dave?
I'm going to go with double sinker.
Now, as you heard earlier, there is a second chance. What are his three choices?
The remaining
now?
Choices are double head nail, duplex nail, or there is no such type of nail.
Well, I really have never heard of a double headed nail.
Me.
I'm going to go with there is no such nail.
All right. As you heard earlier,
there is.
The remaining choices are double head nail and a duplex nail.
Let's go double head nail.
Wait, can I point something out here? We've had two really stupid Daves in a row. Two Daves who, with four chances, missed the first three chances. But, so the answer is what? Double-headed nail?
Duplex nail.
Dave, your consolation,
your
consolation prize.
A duplex nail is used in a variety of areas and have a double head for making it easy pull out after driving it in.
Well, I'm with Dave. I've never heard of such a thing. I've never heard of a nail with two heads.
How do you drive in a nail that doesn't have a point on it?
Yeah. No. It's not a head
it's
on each end.
No.
It's two heads on one end.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm with you. If the head was on each end, good luck driving
it. That's what I thought he meant. Okay.
That's a duplex nail, and there's a two-headed nail, so...
What?
What's the difference? You said there was a two-headed
no,
nail.
No, Dan, that was one of the choices, Dan. That wasn't the right answer. Go stand over with the two Daves, Dan. Dave, you're going to the home show anyways, a consolation prize. Thank you for playing.
Thank you, Frank.
And see, the beautiful thing about this game is, one, we're overly easy with two contestants.
Right.
But two, what have we learned? Rebar, number two, 12.
Number 12 piece rebar is 1.5 inches.
And a double-headed nail. It's called a duplex nail.
That's
By the time we finish this, you're going to practically be like a general contractor.
Yep.
Scott is up next. Scott, how are you?
I hope I can do better than 2 days.
We'll see.
I got a feeling these guys are going to make you look real good. What's Dave's question?
All right, Dave. No, this is
Scott. Scott's question.
Scott, your question is, what is the actual size of a 2x4? Choice number one is 2 inches by 4 inches. Choice number two, 1 inch by 3 inches. Choice number three, 2.5 inches by 4.5 inches. Or choice number four, 1.5 inches by 3.5 inches.
Now, this must be a trick question.
This is a 2x4?
Yes. The actual size of it. Yes.
Go with the last one.
Shut up, Dan.
What?
You haven't exactly, you know, been stellar.
Yeah. Well, it's a doublehead nail.
Yeah.
2 inches by 4 inches.
Well, you know what?
Your remaining choices
are... And I got to tell you, the lumber industry is screwing with people. They shouldn't call it a 2x4 if it's not a 2x4. What is other choice?
The remaining choices, 1 inch by 3 inches, 2.5 inches by 4.5 inches, or 1.5 inches by 3.5 inches.
1.5 by 3.5.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And the explanation is 2x4s, 2x6s, and 2x8s are all actually 1/2 inch smaller than their given measurements.
Well, that's fraud. That's fraud. If you're paying for
Subway,
if you're paying for 2x4, you ought to get 2x4.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that. Well, we learned something else. Scott, congratulations. You're going to the home show. But your bad news is you have to talk to Dan, okay?
No.
I tried to give him the right answer right off the bat.
You did. Dan knew.
All right, that's 3 pairs gone. We have 3 left, right, Dan?
Yes.
All right. Let's move to Brian. And by the way, the phone numbers, if you want to jump in here, we still have 3 pairs of tickets. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Dan, when you get a chance, grab a couple of those other calls, and then we can finish this game off. Brian's with us. Hello, Brian.
Hello, first-time caller, and I'm AM in the PM.
Well, thank you. We're glad to have you. Are you in construction or anything?
No, I'm not. I'm in the... No, the answer's no.
Okay, well, you can't be too much worse than the other guys, especially the first 2 days. So, Peon, what's his question?
All right, your question is, Brian, what are the structural part of stairs called? Are they?
Where did you get these questions?
This is a construction.
I asked you before the show.
Quiz.
I said, are these easy? You said, oh, yeah, they're easy.
These are a lot easier than the other quizzes I tried to find online.
Right, what's the question again?
What are the structural part of stairs called? Are they sills, risers, stringers, or treads?
Whoa!
Stringers.
Hey!
Dan, how did you know that?
I built a deck. I've built a deck before.
Well, you've done it all.
Yeah.
Sambos to car sales to deck building.
Well, that's how I knew the 2x4 was not the right size.
Well, Brian, you're going to the home show.
Well, thank you.
All right, have a good time. Hang on. Dan will give you the scoopage on how to get your tickets. Now we have 2 pairs. Is it 2 pair or pairs?
Two.
I don't know.
I think it's two pairs.
Yeah.
No, it's 1 pair.
Oh, two pairs.
That's what I think. What do I know? Mike, how are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Well, that's the way I'd be. If we're out there listening, I'd be AM in the PM. So you know anything about home construction or remodeling or anything?
A little bit.
Well, we're going to find out. What's his question, Peon?
All right, Mike, your question is, how is insulation rated or measured? Is it R value, X value, F value, or C value?
Well, I know this one.
R value.
That's the only easy question. The only easy question we had.
I actually knew the 2x4 question, and I knew the nail question.
Sure you did.
Wow.
See, you could say you did. How do we know?
That's
well,
right.
you could have quizzed me.
Yeah, well, you're right. He's right. We could have. You're going to the home show. Mike, thank you for listening, and thanks for playing. And hang on, Dan will talk to
thanks.
You. Okay? I believe this is our final pair of
That's
tickets,
right.
correct? Courtesy of Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Jerry, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great also. We didn't really get to know any of the other contestants as the last contestant. What's your story? What do you do for a living?
I work for Ameren.
Ah, I'm familiar with them.
Are you guys preparing for maybe the ice storm on Thursday?
Yeah, it was a hot topic today. Yes, it was.
And now, what do you do for Ameren?
Deliver material to different locations.
So you're the guy who goes, hey, here's the cable. See ya.
And they
have to climb up in the ice and the snow. And you go, I'm going home.
I'm afraid of heights.
Well, you know what? Good for you, man. Even if you're not, I'd say I was, just to stay off those poles. All right, so Jerry, here's Peon with your question.
All right, Jerry, the question is, what is the stud called that is placed under a header to support it? Is it the cripple stud,
Ooh.
The king stud,
Ooh.
The trimmer stud, or the common stud?
Wow, that's a tough one.
Well, before, I guess, let me shoot for common.
No, but being fair and being really nice people, we're going to give you another chance. Give me three choices now.
Cripple stud, king stud, or trimmer stud.
King stud was my nickname in high school.
Oh, yeah?
Well, what's the Frank's other name?
King stud?
Yeah.
No. No, I just said it. Right. That was the answer. I said it was my nickname. Now we're down to two. What are those answers?
Cripple stud or trimmer stud?
How about trimmer?
Hey!
Yeah.
Hey.
You guys know dummy. He knows a stud.
It says the amount of trimmer stud required under each side of a header depends on how big of an opening you have. For an example, if you have a 4-foot by 4-foot window, you would need only one trimmer stud on each side of the header.
And take it from a stud, how big your opening is important.
That's right.
I can tell you that. Jerry, you're going to the home show.
Sounds good.
What are you most interested in looking at when you get to the home show?
Things for homes.
Oh, that's good.
I have no idea.
You don't have a project?
Something with Thompson Price, I would imagine.
Yeah, good answer. Yeah. See, that's a good answer right there. That's a real good answer. And you know what? Because you gave that answer, not only are you going to the home show, but you will be picked up in a limo. Hang on a second. What?
What?
What happened?
Well, hang on a second. We don't? Okay, I'm sorry. We don't have a limo. I thought we did. We don't. Sorry. You drive yourself. Right. But you're going to the home show. Thank you, Jerry.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. A round of applause for all our contestants, even the two Daves. Okay, I learned a lot here.
Yeah.
I didn't know. The only one of those things I knew was the R factor.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just because all the commercials, R34, and that Pink Panther stuff, and they roll out that pink insulation, and then they always talk about R this or R that.
You want me to throw one at you? Or one
of sure, go ahead. I don't know it either. Go ahead.
On a set of electrical plans, what would a triangle represent?
Oh, man.
Is that an intercom, a TV, a telephone, or a GFCI?
In the very near future, there'll be no telephone.
Right.
So I'm going to go GFCI.
No.
All right. I'm going to leave telephone out. What were the other choices?
Intercom, TV, telephone.
TV. I'm going to stand with the two Daves. What is it?
It's a telephone.
Oh.
On a set of plans, there's not enough room to write everything, so they put symbols that represent items on the plans and usually a legend on the front page in case you don't know what a symbol stands for.
I'm going to tell you something. In 5-10 years, no plans are going to have a telephone marked on the blueprint.
Really? Yeah, they're going to have to run all that wire and everything.
They say half the people now don't have landlines.
Yeah.
They just have cell phones. There's not going to be a telephone mark on that thing. Give me one more.
Let me see.
Man, I learned so much.
What would be the width of a window that is 4x6?
The width of a window that's 4 would be 6 feet.
That would be 4.
No, that's 4 foot.
I hate it that... I missed it. I got to have another one.
When giving dimensions of windows or doors, the width is always first, followed by the height.
See, I didn't know that either. Dan, how'd you know that, Dan? Tell me you worked in the window business.
No, I didn't. I have a friend of mine that's in construction and puts in windows and doors and stuff.
Give me a
let me see.
I go out on a
the last one I have is...
I could go out with the right answer.
Okay, on a set of plans, if they call for something to be 16OC... What does the OC stand for?
Good night.
Wow.
Do I get multiple choice?
No, this one does not have multiple choice.
So on a set of plans, say it again.
On a set of plans, if they call for something to be 16OC, what does the OC stand for?
On call.
No. 016O, brother.
16OC.
16O, something is 16... Oh, I don't know.
Oscillating.
On center.
Oh.
When a building is engineered, the engineer will require different layouts to note this, and he or she will give you an on-center measurement so you know what spacing to place the item.
No wonder I don't know how to build anything.
Yeah,
you got to know stuff.
Yeah.
You got to know stuff. Did you ever look at a set of plans?
Architecture and,
Have you ever looked at an architect set of plans for a house? Oh. I can. My wife can look. Oh, there's the bathroom, and then it goes to the master. I have no idea what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I can't. They
have that little 45 degree angle for the doors and everything with the
blueprints. Like the door's half open or something. Yeah. And I'm not good at that. Well, thank you all for playing. Thank you, Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home, for the tickets. We appreciate it. Should be a great home show. On the way, Joe Hipperson, because today is Tuesday, and the DVDs and CDs are out today. If you haven't tried American Patriot beer, I hope you will. All we can do is tell you about it and ask you to take a sip. And more than a sip, because sometimes you take one sip of something, and depending on what you just ate or, you know, whatever else you might have consumed, it can alter the taste. So, you know, give it a bottle or a can. I like bottles. I'm a bottle person. A bottle, I don't know, something about the glass and the cold bottle to me is the way to go. But it is in bottles, it is in cans, it is in light, and it's in regular. It's American Patriot beer, and it couldn't have a better name, because the guy who started it is an American Patriot, and it's a 100% American beer. You know, we used to have a beer in this town that was 100% American.
And not anymore.
I'd like to tell a story. Once upon a time, there was a town in the Midwestern part of the country, as it's referred, and the people were so proud because they had a brewery and a beer that was all American. Everything about it was American. And the people were proud. And then one day, some Bavarian people came along and said, we'd like to have that beer, and we'd like to own it so that the ownership will actually not be here anymore. And the people cried, and they were saddened. And many people walked around with their heads hanging down going, well, I guess we'll never see this town as the home base for a 100% American beer again. And a man named John Beale stepped forward from the crowd and said, not so fast. Dry those tears. This is a true story.
Wow.
Dry those tears. I will make it my mission. I know I'm a roofer, but I like a good beer. And I'll turn to other people. I'll take the risk. I'll get the money together. I'll do all the legwork, but I'll get professionals, beer experts. And we're going to come up with a beer not just as good, but to many people better than the beer we had before. And it will be our all-American beer, conceived in St. Louis, Missouri. It'll be bottled by Americans, labeled by Americans, packaged by Americans. And he did. And the people cheered. And once again, there they are. And once again, the town was happy and proud. I would love to see American Patriot beer do well. It's a good beer. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm a beer expert. I'm not. I haven't tasted most beers. I've tasted enough to know the ones I don't like. But when I do drink one, it has to be a certain kind of beer. And this is that certain kind of beer. And I didn't talk about them until I had tasted it. And I told them, if I taste it and it's bitter or it's the kind of beer I don't like, I can't help you. I won't speak for you. I liked it. I liked it a lot. My mother-in-law has had a lot more beer to drink than I have. She's not an alcoholic. I don't mean to portray her as that, but she's German, and the Germans like their beer, and she says it is wonderful beer. She likes it. I think you will, too. American Patriot beer, if they don't have it, where you're having dinner or at the tavern or bar you're in or the grocery store or supermarket, please, please tell them you would love for them to start carrying American Patriot beer. You may have to take your business elsewhere. American Patriot beer. You can find out more at AmericanPatriotBeer.com.
All right, let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Timothy Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're working with an accident on westbound 70 at the Blanchette Bridge. It's just before the Blanchette. Only the left lane is getting through. You're backed up now midway between Lindbergh and St. Charles Rock Road all the way to the Blanchette. On eastbound 270, it looks like we're just a little bit heavy at Lindbergh now. Westbound 64, that's running slow, 270 through Maryville Center. A little bit slow from Chesterfield Airport Road to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270, looks like we've got some heavy traffic between 64 and Doherty Ferry. Downtown, looking a little bit slow now on eastbound 64, Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge, and then from 4th Street to Highway 64. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. On a budget, Allstate agents are here to help you save on car insurance with the Allstate Value Plan. To get a quote, find an agent near you at allstate.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Wednesday morning. We've got bad weather coming. We'll give you the latest on that. Plus, Cat Devil with a couple of restaurants. Dr. Jeffrey Lowell with the health segment. Traffic, weather, sports, all Friday morning. Join us.
McGraw in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis. The Big 550 KTRS.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet said that he had allergies.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
The vet didn't know what to do.
The vet offered no success at all.
We probably spent at least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
And we hear some people on the radio saying Dinovite.
And I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
I logged on to Dinovite.com.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
The vet noticed that my golden retriever Sundance has a glossy coat now.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-700-5589. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-700-5589. That number again is 1-800-700-5589.
In other news, mortgage rates projected to go higher later this year.
Hey, did you hear that? We need to get started on refinancing our mortgage while rates are still so low.
You know, you're right. This might be our last chance to save on our mortgage.
Well, who should we call? I mean, I want to work with a company we can trust.
That's easy. American Equity Mortgage.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Don't wait for mortgage rates to creep up. Rates are still at historic lows, and the time to refinance is right now. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call today.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at americanequity.com.
The following is a paid commercial announcement.
Airbags, they're a vital part of a car safety system that you expect to work when needed, but will they? The federal government warns that 250,000 counterfeit airbags were used in vehicle repairs over the past several years. If the car you're driving was in an accident and airbags deployed, you may be at risk. We spoke with Chris Basso of Carfax about this alarming possibility.
A counterfeit airbag won't protect you in an accident. In fact,
Recent crash test videos show them literally exploding or malfunctioning on impact. This dangerous problem emphasizes why checking a car's history is so important. Carfax even set up a way that people can check for reported airbag deployments for free at carfax.com/airbag.
Basso says that consulting an expert is the only way to know if a repair was done properly.
Anyone buying a used car should have the airbag system checked, especially if you see the car was previously wrecked. Find an airbag specialist in your area or visit your local franchise dealer to have it inspected.
For your peace of mind, visit carfax.com/airbag. I'm Rob Dalton.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-417-1738. 1-800-417-1738.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I love that. Just be one of the first callers. Folks, if you're the 50,000th caller, I guarantee you, you'll be one of the first callers.
What?
It's Tuesday. Well, there's commercials. Come on, let's say if you're one of the first callers, what does that mean? One of the first 10, one of the first million? Heck, you're fine. You'll get in if you want to respond. It's Tuesday. The CDs and the DVDs are out. And Joe Hipperson is in the house to tell you all about them. He is brought to you by Auric and the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. Everyone in my family, my sons, my daughter, my mother-in-law, we all own vacuum cleaners from the Auric store. Stop in, say hello, tell them your AM and the PM, and they have a whole lot more than just great vacuum cleaners at Auric. Here he is, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
How you doing, Joe?
Great, Frank. How are you, sir?
Great.
Awesome. Well, it is New Release Tuesday. On the music end, not much to brag about. If you're a big fan of Buck Cherry, then get excited. Because,
who isn't?
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, for a while, maybe Ian can remember, because I like to remind people, Ian and I were cut from the same cloth, man, same generation, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, we are, aren't we? We're the same generation.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
Do you remember Buck Cherry, that song?
Yeah, what was the
cocaine,
one hit?
I like the cocaine.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of white trash rock, really, more
right.
than anything else. So I wouldn't be shocked if when Buck Cherry come to town, they're playing Pops. So that's kind of the audience. But they have a new album called Confessions, a group that had a small splash in the 90s, trying it again, big wreck. I've got an album called Albatross, which is out and not all that bad, I might say. On the DVD end of things, Frank, where do you stand on the actress Keira Knightley?
Don't know a lot about her. No, I know that if I saw her, I'd know who she was, but I can't name a movie she was in.
Okay, she was the leading lady, I guess you could say, in the first 3 Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
And I don't like those movies.
All right, she was Domino, the bounty hunter.
I did see it. A true story.
Yes.
Yeah, good story.
Okay, I don't know what went wrong, but it was somewhere after the movie Domino where she decided, hey, I'm not going to do another movie. I'm not going to do another movie unless it
sounds
takes...
just like her.
Yeah,
sounds just like her.
Well, for any of the aspiring actresses out there, if you want to do a good Keira Knightley impression, you have to keep your teeth firmly clenched. Never, ever open your mouth to the point where your teeth are not connected anymore. That's how she speaks in everything. And somehow, she's convinced her agent the only movie she should do need to take place at least 100 years ago with tons of costumes and dialogue that makes no sense in today's society. So she has a new one out today. Anna, Ian, you were trying to help me.
Karenina.
Anna Karenina, the new telling of the Leo Tolstoy epic love story. This also features Jude Law and the 8 hairs he still has on the top of his head. If you're in the mood for a period piece, then you can take a slice of Anna Karenina. I'm just putting that one out there. Okay, the package. Oh, every red box is going to have this. The main stars, Stone Cold Steve Austin and Dolph Lundgren. Yes.
Hell yeah.
The package,
right.
Package has absolutely no plot whatsoever, except 2 guys with a bunch of sagginess are going to be beating each other up for the entire duration. So I would pass on that one. Game of Thrones. I still haven't figured out if this is dorky or not. You know, like that Dungeons and Dragons kind of thing?
My wife loves that stuff.
Okay.
She watches Spartacus, and she watches Game of Thrones.
Well, Game of Thrones Season 2, Frank, is now out. You might want to pick that up for the lovely lady. It is available on Blu-ray and regular DVD. Out on Blu-ray today is, Monsters, Inc. 3D on Blu-ray. Here's one that doesn't make any sense to me. Top Gun on Blu-ray in 3D. I know that there's some action in that movie. I'm not sure how long it's been since you guys revisited it, but I did recently with my kids. That movie really does bite.
The
volleyball
scene will be in 3D now.
Well, what happens is you watch it now, and it's very corny.
It is corny.
It just looks corny.
And you know what? If anyone out there is thinking, oh, wait a minute, Top Gun isn't that bad. I'm going to watch it again. Pay attention, because Tom Cruise, his character, is a brat. I mean, the guy is just a real brat, whining and crying the entire time and moping around. And he doesn't even win the trophy because he's not that good. I mean, it's great also because for the kids, this actor that you know of that you think is kind of like the Grimace from McDonald's, Val Kilmer, he actually used to be a little bit toned and looked like he was a healthy person. So Top Gun does prove at one point Val Kilmer was the man.
And Kelly McGillis, is that her name?
Yes, this was before Kelly McGillis got in a jet and hit about 50,000 walls. And, now it's just, she's a beast.
Well, she also later came out as a lesbian.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who doesn't nowadays?
That's true. Hey, well, I think who's not a lesbian, Clive Davis.
There you go.
He's not a lesbian.
Check this out. 1995, this movie came out. It's out on Blu-ray for the first time ever. The title is very misleading, guys. It's called Live Nude Girls. You might think it's something very exciting. Unfortunately, it's not. It's about a bunch of girls get together before one of the other girls gets married. It's basically let's reminisce about our life. It was titled Live Nude Girls, just as a marketing ploy. Does feature Kim Cattrall. And Kim Cattrall back in 1995, that means she was about 60 years old. So that's, some good stuff. Nice. All right. So let's, what else? Ooh, check this out. Frank, I love it when these really weird, corny sci-fi movies come out. These straight-to-DVD things.
Oh, yeah.
This one is unlike anything.
Sharkosaurus.
This has got it beat. Here we go. It's called Replicator. All right.
Now, last week you had Croczilla.
Yes. Now, Replicator, here's the plot. A top secret military experiment turns tough soldier guys into hot nymphomaniac women who turn into alligators when they're intimate.
All right, now, wow. is this a true story?
Yes.
I'm not sure where the origin comes from, but this is not I'm not going X here, Frank. This is an actual film. I mean, they made this like it's a real movie. I'm not trying to hawk pornography or anything. So, Replicator is a movie about guys that are turned into nymphomaniac girls who turn into alligators when they're intimate. All right, The Complete Adventures of Flash Gordon. From the 1930s and 40s, every single adventure of Flash Gordon, old school, black and white, all in one big box set, four DVDs, only $14. So if you're a big-time collector, this might do it for you. Also out on Blu-ray for the first time ever, we've got Easter Parade with Judy Garland and Fred Astaire.
Whoa.
Best in Show, Night of the Demons Part 2, Marlon Brando on the Waterfront, special cool collector's edition on Blu-ray.
Yeah, that's the movie that he told me he's most proud of.
That
really?
One?
Yeah,
all
I
the
remember
movies.
That.
I remember that from the interview,
Okay. There's also a movie out today that I think is a hidden gem. Maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't. If you've seen it, I hope you remember it. The Insider is out on Blu-ray for the first time ever. Al Pacino, Russell Crowe, and Christopher Plummer.
Hoo-ah. I think I saw this, and I think it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's all about the 60 Minutes piece about how smoking is being.
The whole tobacco company.
Yes, and Christopher Plummer plays Mike Wallace, and it seems like a big stretch, but there are moments in this film where Plummer nails the Mike Wallace impression.
Yeah, he does.
Just great. So, and also, I think this was the last film Al Pacino did before it just didn't work anymore. So
I'd like to see Christopher Plummer actually play a plumber. I think he got something.
Yeah.
Christopher Plummer as the plumber.
That's method, man. And last but not least, I'm sure by now everybody knows the plot. Everybody knows about the Oscar snubs. Everybody knows this, that, and the other. So all I'm going to tell you is, if you're looking for a movie to rent, I've given you some options. If you want to buy a movie today, you got a couple of bucks in your pocket, Argo, the Ben Affleck flick, Argo.
Yep.
Worth buying, worth watching over and over again. It's brilliant. It's out. It should be yours. That does it for me. Talk to you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550 KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
Yeah. There he goes, Joe Hipperson, courtesy of Oric and the seven locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. And that Argo is a great movie, but I still say about Ben Affleck, and I liked the Town. He's the most expressionless actor. His face never changes expression. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's just sort of a blank stare. He has no character in his face. He looks like Ben Affleck in a movie. I don't know how to explain it. I know he's bright and all that, and I Argo's great, the Town was great, but I've never seen Ben Affleck where he just didn't look, hey, there's Ben Affleck. You should be able to see from time to time an actor and not even, you forget who he even is because he becomes the character. All right, we have the Playhouse coming up here, and Bill Cleveland is coming up, and we have, as always, a great Playhouse joke for you, but let's talk about credit cards and how much your credit card debt is. I don't know how much my credit card debt is because I pay it off every month. I don't accumulate, if we can't pay it at the end of the month, we don't charge it. And that's, you know, in a perfect world, that's the way to do it. Things happen. People get behind. An easy escape is, well, we'll just charge it. We'll make minimum payments till we get caught up. It's that till we get caught up part that sometimes comes around and bites you because you realize you're not getting caught up. Then you went and charged something else and thought the same thing. Well, we'll charge it and make minimum. Then you're making minimum payments for a year or two or three. And if you continue to make them, the average payoff time is 20 to 30 years on the average loan. That's a long time to be paying off a debt where the interest is far too high. There's another way to get that paid off with the equity in your house if you're a homeowner, which is another good reason to become a homeowner, especially if you're renting now. I need to talk to American Equity Mortgage about what it takes to get into a house. Then you can be one of these homeowners we talk about and use that equity we talk about. They've been doing this for about 21 years. A lot of people in business try to copy them. I pay attention to all these commercials. Sometimes I laugh out loud when I hear them because I know when one person steals a phrase from another person or a line or a point they're trying to make. Well, you got a lot of choices, but I've said before, I'm not borrowing money or getting my loan from some cartoon granny on television. I prefer to deal with a company right here. St. Louis. Born St. Louis, still is the headquarters, the hub of American Equity Mortgage. Talk to them about mortgage, about a home equity loan, about a bill consolidation loan. You can get them online at AmericanEquity.com or go to the phone number everybody knows, and we never want you to confuse it with a similar number. It's 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Time to see how traffic's rolling right now for your afternoon ride home. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim.
They have cleared the accident on westbound 70 at the Blanchette Bridge. That doesn't mean there's not a traffic jam. It's pretty well backed up from Lindbergh through the Blanchette Bridge. Southbound 270 now is slowing from about Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. You have another accident on westbound 64 near Ballas that has been moved to the right shoulder, but you've got a slow pocket between Spady and Ballas. And then from 270 out through Maryville Center, another accident on eastbound 44 near Jefferson. That's been moved off to the shoulder, but you are slow approaching Jefferson to the merge with Highway 55. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Shouldn't you get rewarded for driving safely? You do with a safe driving bonus check from Allstate. To learn more, talk to an Allstate agent today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Before the storm, during the storm, and after the storm, turn to KTRS for the latest weather updates, road conditions, and school closings. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Brenda and her dog, Devo.
People talk about choosing pets, and Devo chose me.
Lori and her cat, Arthur.
We know that we're taking care of them. The irony is that once they become part of your family, they take care of you.
Making a real difference for life with people and pets. That's what inspired Purina One Brand Pet Foods to help create the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. Are you leaking energy from your windows, or maybe your siding needs replaced? Please remember, Lane House Construction is your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Call today for your free estimate. 866-546-ROOF.
After 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil. It's specially formulated to help fight engine breakdown in higher mileage cars. Max Life, because there's a lot of car left in your car.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laquid Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. You need a cab, you want a clean cab, courteous cab drivers, and your AM and the PM, then it's Laquid Cab, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
We're doing great, Bill. How about you?
Good. It's a beautiful, sunny day. What's wrong with that? Well, ABC News reported that yesterday, while in Florida, President Obama enjoyed a foursome with Tiger Woods. Wow, a foursome with Tiger Woods. Clinton, sure, but Obama?
Oh.
No, I think it's golf.
Oh, yeah.
I'm confused. Yeah, President Obama played 18 holes with Tiger Woods. Just think about that, a guy who's devoted his entire life to golf. And then there's Tiger Woods. And during a speech, President Obama waited on health care, the Middle East, and our system of taxation. And not to be outdone, Vice President Joe Biden weighed in on whether it was the correct decision to remove the iron from the Monopoly board.
I don't think so.
2 cents in. And finally, Patrick.
Is that the piece they got rid of? Because I never did get the rest of the story.
Yes, they replaced it with a cat.
Well, it appears earlier today somebody hacked into the Twitter account of MTV. It was pretty obvious the MTV account was hacked because somebody tweeted, up next, the music video.
Oh, boy.
They don't replay those anymore.
Yeah, we know.
Okay, good. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laquid Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
So Cloud One brought to you by the Clean Cab. I still remember the first music video I ever saw on MTV. It was Money for Nothing, Dire Straits. Remember that?
Oh, that was a good one, yeah.
Little box cartoon characters, and I loved that video. Well, don't go away, whatever you do. Nothing is more important than what's coming up, and that's the Playhouse, the joke, and everything that goes with it. So stick around. In 2 seconds, it'll be 5 o'clock at the Big 5 here. Take care.